This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The city of Detroit is trying to help people who have criminal records clear up those past mistakes in order to get a job. Butch Hollowell is Corporation Counsel for the city of Detroit, and he joins us now. You guys are calling this effort Project Clean Slate. You're working with Detroit residents to expunge their records so they can get back into the workforce. How many residents might be eligible for this help?
Well, approximately 70,000, if you can believe it, are eligible for this program. We also have approximately 3,000 to 5,000 returning citizens per year. So this Project Clean Slate is an initiative of the city's law department where we've recruited 100 lawyers and 100 law students to represent eligible applicants for expungement. These are nonviolent expungements for free. Typically in the market costs about $1,500 to $2,500, but we would do it for free. These are volunteer lawyers in exchange for the applicant to sign up for the city's workforce development agency so that we can help them in getting job ready.
Right. Of course, unemployment in Detroit is chronically twice that of the state and national average, so it's really needed. And a lot of employers are reluctant to hire someone who has a criminal record, but some of them have been reaching out. I mean, some companies have gone and to ex-offenders, giving them a second chance. How successful have those efforts been in Detroit?
That process is underway, and I have to say we have to give employers some credit for that. While we know that it's illegal under Michigan law for an employer to ask for whether a job applicant has been arrested, but you can ask if they've had a felony which has resulted in a conviction. There are some limitations on that. That being said, studies show that it continues to be a major impediment to employment. We've had some employers who have become friendly, let's call it this way. They've been open for bringing in those who've had a brush with the law. But more than that, we had 673 people, 673 that stood in line starting at 6 in the morning.
The program. This is the recent recruitment project on a Saturday you held.
It was a recent recruitment. It was on Saturday the 4th. At Fellowship Chapel on the west side, and we just had no idea what kind of a turnout it would be, but it was pretty extraordinary. And I think what that tells you is that people are desperate to get their records clean so that they can take a step up, get a better job, fully integrate into society, and we hope this is a good step in the right direction.
Where the heck are you getting all this free legal help?
We just asked and we got. I started going around to other stakeholders that I've worked with in the past, the NAACP, the ACLU, Wolverine Bar Association, Straker Bar, the Deltas. And then I went to the law schools, Wayne, Cooley. And it was really interesting with Michigan State. Daniel Manville, who is an assistant professor there, and he's also director of their civil rights clinic, I hadn't been able to get him, but then he came. He came to the actual expungement conference, and he gave me his card. I said, come on up on stage with the judges, and he said, and by the way, he says, not only will Michigan State participate, but I have done time myself, and so I can share my story. I put him at the microphone right away.
Wow.
So it was pretty powerful, and people really vibed with him. We actually filmed a video. So if you go to DetroitMI.gov/Project Clean Slate. We used the chief of the criminal division's courtroom, Judge Tim Kenny, who's been fabulous in helping us put this together. We did a mock expungement. So we actually went through what does a motion look like to take down the apprehension that people will have about what do I have to go through. We wanted people to see, well, what's the judge going to ask me? And typically what they want to know is, what have you been doing with your life? And do you have a family? Are you going to your meetings? Have you been trying to get a job? And here you have so many people that have said, I'm stuck in this $10 an hour job. I've got a family now. I've done my time. I really want to get integrated into society and do better. And the stories are compelling. I think this is what we ought to be doing. I think the statute is a little stingy. Frankly, it's a new statute which says that it went into effect in January of 2015, says that if you have one felony and two misdemeanors, then you're eligible to either get the one felony taken off or the two misdemeanors taken off.
Yeah, I was looking at a list here of convictions of offenses that you won't be eligible. There's quite a long length here.
So a long list.
You're being picky about who's eligible, who's not. I'm surprised the courts have been so supportive of this. I mean, this adds to their caseload. It's not like they don't have a big caseload already.
No, the courts have been enormously supportive of this. In fact, I mean, when you look at the Chief Judge Kenney has helped plan all along. We have the Chief Judge of the 36th District Court, Nancy Blunt, also on stage and answering questions with us was Judge Ed Yule, Judge Kenny King. The courts are universally, I would say, supportive of this. And so what we, you know, you've said it, you know, we do have those exceptions. If you've got a DUI or if your sentence was for something where you could serve life in prison, you're not eligible. But the thing that kept coming up at the conference and something that we're hoping the legislature would reconsider is that you're not eligible for traffic offenses. And I'd say a good 35-40% of the people who came, you know, have something like a traffic offense on the record. Now, I can see if you're applying for a job as a cab driver or a truck driver or something like that, but maybe as this project moves on, we get more testimony, more data, we can ask for an amendment to the statute. But as is, I think we're off to a good start. And again, we make sure that people sign up for the workforce training if they want the free legal representation.
All right, let's get down to brass tacks. How could someone sign up for Project Clean Slate?
Go straight to the website, which is detroit.gov/Project Clean Slate. So that's detroit.gov/Project Clean Slate.
That's Butch Hollowell. He's Corporation Counsel for the City of Detroit and one of the coordinators of Project Clean Slate. Thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.